you know, and they controlled the game, and then we just kind of hung in there, I thought. And, you know, we didn't let them. I think eight was the biggest they got it. I could be off. But they were definitely in control, even though, you know, we kept it within arm's length. And then I don't know if it was the under 12 timeout or the timeout around 10 minutes. And then we go from down four, I think, to up eight. Or whatever, down six to up eight, and you know, that was enough to get us to the finish line, even though they came back and tied it.
First half, you know, they were ball screened, they did some open threes. Started switching the second half. How much did you think that would do?
Yeah, we switch a lot, but we tried to keep Devon on Babb. So we didn't switch with him, and then we switched with everybody else. And it wasn't great, obviously, because they were able to post our guards a little bit. But I thought for the most part the guards fought them pretty hard in the post, and we got called for a couple of fouls down there. But for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job on that.
It looked like that Devon on Babb tonight bothered Babb certainly more than in the first game.
Maybe, I don't know. You know, he still, you know, he doesn't turn it over. He has one turnover in 39 minutes, and you know, he still scored double figures. So maybe it did some. It was bother may be too strong a word, but I do think that he was more disruptive the second half from a rhythm standpoint than what he was the first half.
And how about him flipping in 48 hours from seven turnovers in West Virginia?
That's what drives me nuts about this team is that, you know, you would think in a high pressure game like tonight would be the night that you may get excited and turn it over, and you know, we did it that way in Morgantown, but we're gonna have moments like that, especially when we're as young as we are. But yeah, he was really good, and of course Leggero made a huge shot and played well, but you know, the two players of the game obviously was Marcus and Diedrich. They were both great.
Diedrich three, were you happy to be able to get it to him there late?
I was happy he went in. Yeah, I was really happy. But you know what? He's a good shooter. His shoot around the day, he was jacking around because we were trying to, you know, get into our little practice part of our shoot around, and he kept shooting because he made like 14 in a row, so you know, I was hopeful that, you know, that would translate to tonight, and even though he only made two, he's 2 for 2, but he just played so good, you know, they people just play behind him and bang on him, and he held his composure, and you know, he had a great game.
Marcus drove in the second half. What do you think's been maybe different? It seems like he's doing it more lately.
Well, I think he's more confident. Obviously, when you're more confident, you're going to do those things. But you go back and watch the tape. Devon Dotson got him many of those drives. He drives, forced a little help, and now when you throw the ball to Marcus, now they're closing out of control or whatever. And he was able to get to his right hand quite a bit. He got to his left hand some too, but didn't finish quite as well with his left. But Marcus is playing at a pretty high level. You know, he's the best player we had in the West Virginia game as well. So I'm happy to see that. But we shouldn't judge him on how many points he scores. We should judge him on if we win or not. Because that's who he is. I mean, he's to make winning basketball plays, and he did a lot of those tonight.
Marcus also said that maybe Silvio in practices has been helping him kind of improve as a finisher. Have you seen that maybe team-wide or just with Marcus?
These guys, you know, I don't. But the thing about it is with Silvio, when he plays on the scout team, he tries to block every shot. So it would obviously help you trying to finish over an athletic guy. You know, we don't have, you know, bigs without Doak out there. We don't have bigs like that. So Silvio is by far the most athletic guy that he could go against in practice. So that's probably a very true point.
Bill, what do you think of Dotson's poise at the end of the line?
It's good. You know, he missed one, but you know, I like him on the line at game point. And, you know, he did a good job getting open. We threw the ball to our best free throw shooter, you know, a little bit different than we've done in the past. I thought he showed some poise there late to knock him down.
Did you like the lift that Ochai gave you in the first and KJ in the second?
I thought that Ochai was really good early. And we were still behind, but he was good. And I have to watch the tape, but you know, to foul out in 16 minutes—that's not easy to do. And Well, they had a guy fouling less, so I guess it is possible for both teams, but we needed him in the game. And but KJ did give us some energy in the second half. It wasn't all great plays, but he did give us some great energy.
Phil, just the overall aggressiveness and execution tonight as opposed to Saturday. How pleased are you to see your kids bounce back and also just kind of playing much more aggressive, it seemed like, that second half?
Well, I think you're right. I thought we've had some talks since Saturday, and you know, we got to become a team. You know, people can say what they want to. You know, teams aren't teams in November or December. And you know, we've been playing without Doak now for, what, 3 weeks maybe? And so we played six games without him. So it takes time to become a team and who you are. But so much of it is a mindset. And, you know, if we're going to be soft or timid, you know, we're not – this team can't be like that and outskill people. We got to be – more of an attack type team on both ends, and we weren't great at that tonight, but I thought offensively we did play with a lot more confidence, especially in the second half.
Just a big picture, what have you learned about the Big 12 to this point in the season, and anything just reinforced?
The one thing I've learned is I'm glad that we don't play the Cyclones again, but I think us letting one slip away Saturday obviously could loom large late, but everybody's going to let one slip away in this league. It's too good. Iowa State could say the same thing. They let the K-State game slip away. Everybody's going to be able to say something like that. So, 5-2 right now isn't what we hoped we would be, but certainly it looks pretty good. Considering how stiff the competition is, but it's too early. It doesn't really mean that much right now. But you need to hold serve at home and then figure out a way to steal some on the road. And we've been real fortunate to be able to hold serve at home.
Did Quentin, you decide to go with somebody else in the second half?
Yeah. Well, we'll try to play better. So that was the situation there. So
was Mitch just a bad match?
We were just trying to win the game, Gary. Did you guys ask Steve why he didn't play his guys more minutes or whatever? But we were just trying to win the game, and they played four guards the entire time. So it was easier for us to play four guards.